So with all the talk of a migration crisis, we wanted some hard data on the actual state of migration to and from the U.S. So we turned to the Migration Policy Institute in Washington. Randy Capps is their director of research for U.S. programs.
Well, there certainly is a migration crisis worldwide, but a lot of it is centered in the Middle East, Africa, and it's affecting Europe. Here in the U.S., we are really isolated from that crisis. We're a long ways away from it. We have a kind of a smaller crisis when it comes to migrants fleeing violence in Central America, but the numbers that we're facing are much smaller than what Europe is facing.
So let's look at the big trends then, especially with undocumented immigrants. Which nations are up in terms of numbers and which are down?
Well, the overall unauthorized population stayed about the same since the recession. So now we're going on 7 or 8 years. It's been in the 11 to 12 million range, been pretty consistent. There's probably about a little over half from Mexico. That's around 6 million people. And that number's been actually trending downward a little bit. It's been either flat or falling most years. And the numbers that are up the most are from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. That's the Central American mini-crisis that we have now. And numbers are up somewhat from the big Asian countries as well.
Now, immigration of Muslims to the U.S. has been a campaign issue as well. But what facts do we have to work with in terms of Islamic immigration?
Well, if we look at immigrants, and we're predominantly talking about the Middle East, we did a fact sheet on Syrians in the U.S. That group is an older group. It's been around a while. It's not exactly the same as the refugees coming in now, but it's a well-educated group. It's a prosperous group. They have income and college graduation rates much higher than the general U.S. population. And actually, in general, immigrants from the Middle East do very well in the U.S.
If we look at deportation, what kind of trends do you see there?
We've seen a big downward trend in the last few years. The total numbers of deportations peaked at around 400,000 about 5 years ago in the middle of the Obama administration, and they're down to just over 200,000 now. And I think more importantly, the deportations from inside the U.S., not from the border, but actually from inside the country, they're down from about 200,000 to 70,000. So they're down by about two-thirds.
And when we talk population outflows, deportation is not the only thing that makes that happen. Are significant numbers of migrants just going home?
Well, there's always been a pretty big outflow back to Mexico, return flow to Mexico, for any number of reasons. People are getting older and they retire. They want to see their families. They made enough money so they could build a house or invest in a business, or they're having a hard time in the U.S. economy. And there's been a pretty consistent outflow of a few hundred thousand people back to Mexico every year. And that's actually been a bit larger than the numbers coming in recent years, which is why the Mexican unauthorized population's been dropping. Otherwise, you know, with the new flows coming in from the Asian countries, people coming from Africa, and the Central Americans, those numbers are still continuing to rise and not that many people are returning.
So, Randy, if you look back over the last 100, 150 years in terms of big historic comparisons, where is the U.S. at today in 2016?
We're near the historical peak. You know, about 100 years ago in the 19-teens, we were up to 14, 15% of the population being immigrants. So over the lifetime of most of your listeners, you've seen the immigrant population go from something like 10 million to over 40 million.
And what percentage today is undocumented?
About a quarter. That's down from, you know, more like 30% 10 years ago. So that share has been dropping.
Randy Capps there, Director of Research for U.S. Programs at the Migration Policy Institute in Washington.